suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauerbilt Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauerbilt, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Continuing under the caution flag here at Rockingham Speedway, we told you a moment ago about the drivers that made a stop, Carson Quapel being the first off the pit lane, but not everybody pitted. Those drivers include Ryan Sieg, Austin Green, Christian Eckes, Parker Retzlaff, Daniel Dye. Among the front five that did not stop, then you cycle back to Carson Quapel in position number six.
As the clock strikes six bells here in the Eastern Time Zone, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Motor Racing Network live at Rockingham Speedway, the North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. My name is Alex Hayden. Kyle Rickey is alongside. We're high atop the start-finish line here at The Rock. Over in turns one and two is Tim Catalfamo. In turns three and four is Nathan Prouty. And patrolling the pit lane for MRN today, Steve Post and Chris Wilner.
This race has seen several race leaders, including Nick Sanchez, who has led the most at 52. Six different drivers have taken turns at the front of the field. 13 lead changes, nine caution flags for 54 laps, the most since 1995. We're slowly closing in on the record.
We are. The record for Xfinity most cautions here at Rockingham is 15 cautions. That happened back in March of 1990. So I hope we don't get to 15 cautions. We don't need that here today. But the record here at Rockingham for the most caution laps run was in 1992, 66 laps under caution. Sadly, we're getting very close to that one and setting another record for that one. We've already run 55 laps of caution here in this race today.
And this will be lap number 56 under the caution as the field has got the one-to-go signal. Field beginning to double up in their rows of two on the back straightaway. Ryan Sieg and Austin Green to make up the front row. Christian Eckes, Parker Retzlaff. So we kind of flip-flop the field again. More different strategies among the drivers at the front. To the outside of row three, that's where you'll find Carson Quapel, the first driver off of the pit lane just a couple laps ago.
Yeah, we've been kind of stop and starting here in these last four or five restarts. We've been able to run four to five green flag laps before a caution flag flies. Longest green flag stretch today has only been 39 laps. Let's see if we can break that today and get after it here in this particular restart.
Ryan Sieg takes the green flag as the race leader with Austin Green to his outside as the field goes back to turn one and they'll fan out three wide into the corner.
They're stacking up back there with Daniel Dye, Carson Quapel, and others as Ryan Sieg leads to the backstretch.
Ryan Sieg gets away with the race lead farther behind him. It is a mess just outside the top five with Retzlaff and Green side by side.
Parker Retzlaff is just pulling his way through the field right now. Taylor Gray is following every hole he opens up, as is Carson Quapel.
Taylor Gray to the inside of the Austin Green automobile. Gray will take that spot. Now Carson Quapel trying to do the same.
Carson Quapel will go wheel to wheel down the back straightaway. They will stay side by side, entering turn number three. And it's Love up top of the advantage.
Jesse Love to the outside. Carson Quapel to the bottom in a race for six, just behind Austin Green, who hangs on to a position in the top five.
Austin Green has got two drivers side by side behind him. Jesse Love and Carson Quapel wheel to wheel. That's how they race out of two.
Love had a great run off turn number two, but he got choked up with the back bumper of Austin Green. Now clears Quapel, tries to get the inside, can't do it in four.
Now they're going to stay that way. Quapel tries again to jam the nose of his Chevrolet to the left rear quarter panel of Jesse Love as they race past start finish to one.
They all make their way back to turn number one. Austin Green currently holds the fifth position. Here comes Jesse Love. He'll make that pass off turn two.
Jesse Love finally got clear of Quapple. He darts to the bottom of the racetrack. He will dial up the low line, being followed by Quapple, but Green holding on.
Austin Green hanging on to fifth to the outside lane. Jesse Love to the bottom. All of this several seconds behind race leader Ryan C., Christian Eckes, and Parker Retzlaff.
That's how the top three run. Fourth all by himself is Taylor Gray. Then you find Jesse Love, Sammy Smith, and Austin Green.
And Austin Green and Sammy Smith will go wheel to wheel down the back straightaway. Now Quapple will go wheel to wheel with his teammate as they work through three and four.
Quapple goes way up the racetrack. Sammy Smith stays right with him down on the bottom side. This drive battle, I should say, is around the 7th, 8th, and 9th positions.
Watching Harrison Burton, who has now cracked the top 10. He just got around Sam Mayer and is going after Carson Quapple.
Harrison Burton having a good run here today. He's one of those cars, too, that's not afraid to climb the ladder as they work out through 3 and 4. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack.
Goes to the bottom of the speedway off of turn number 4. Looks to pick up a spot. Here comes Sammy Smith inside of Austin Green now for position number 5.
Sammy Smith drives it deep into turn number 1. He'll take that spot away. Up further back, Harrison Burton just about turned Carson Quapple as they make contact in two.
Everybody stacked up now down the back straightaway. Quapple and Mayer will continue wheel to wheel with Burton right behind them.
Meanwhile, the battle for second is on now at the start-finish line. Parker Retzlaff is on the move.
Christian Eckes looking at Parker Retzlaff about a car length behind him as they work their way back up the corner.
Yeah, Retzlaff has been right there in the tire tracks of Eckes the last couple of laps, but he is half a car length behind him now in turn 3.
Christian Eckes hangs on to that second spot. Retzlaff right there in the third position, 1.7 seconds behind race leader Ryan Sieg as that race for second goes back to one.
Ryan Sieg leads by 10 car lengths. That battle for second continues to rage on. Christian Eckes and Parker Retzlaff nose to tail.
And it's like Retzlaff has hit a wall of air, just can't get any closer than he has right now. Still a half a car length between those two.
Christian Eckes doing a nice job in second, running his line and preventing Retzlaff from taking the lane he prefers. They go back to one.
Those two Camaros follow each other into turn number one. This time Eckes will have a car length advantage over Parker Retzlaff. There's Retzlaff really the man off the corner.
And if these two keep battling hard, which they are, and there's no signs of slowing down, Taylor Gray is starting to creep in on both of them.
And it's allowing Ryan Sieg to pull away 1.6 second. The advantage right now from Sieg back to Eckes in second with Retzlaff right there in third.
Those two continue to race for the second spot. All the while, Taylor Gray starting to bear down on those two in front of him in fourth.
And also behind Taylor Gray, you got Jesse Love. We've seen how quick he is today. He rides in fifth, trying to reel in the front runners.
We've got Ryan Sieg, the race leader, exiting turn number 4. He's going to have to deal with the slower car of Greg Van Alst as they go to turn one.
Ryan Sieg will easily go to the outside of Greg Van Alst. Van Alst will not fight him and allow the leader to pass him by.
And Ryan Sieg has completely taken off all by his lonesome. He is entering turn 3. The battle for second continues to rage on.
Good racing just into the top 10 as well. Austin Green trying to fend off Carson Quapple. Also Nick Sanchez in that mix along with Harrison Burton. They come off of turn number 4. To the inside goes Quapple on Austin Green, who restarted among the top 5 but has faded in the last few laps.
They're neck and neck in turn 1, give the advantage and the spot now to Carson Quapple.
Quapple goes by. Harrison Burton will try to do the same thing down the back straightaway. Green, though, holds on to that spot for now.
Harrison Burton's dad, Jeff Burton, won in the Xfinity Series here at Rockingham Speedway back in 1999. Harrison having a solid afternoon with good pitch strategy.
Harrison Burton definitely having a nice run so far. He's closing in on the back bumper of Austin Green, looking low in turn 2.
Off turn number 2, the lap machine of Greg Van Alst made things very interesting. Both cars, though, dart to the outside. Here's Sanchez to the inside of Harrison Burton.
Burton will hang on to this spot. In fact, he'll look to the inside of Austin Green, who is doing a nice job hanging tough in the top 10 on those older tires. That race is side by side.
This gaggle of traffic heads back to turn number 1. Harrison Burton is there. He passes Austin Green. Nick Sanchez and Justin Allgaier trying to do the same.
Austin Green falls back into the clutches of Sanchez and Allgaier. Allgaier basically shoving Green into turn 3.
as they make their way up off the corner. Solid racing here as they work their way up off turn number four. Austin Green has that track position. Here comes Sanchez and Allgaier.
Allgaier, Nick Sanchez, and now Anthony Alfredo lining up at the back door for Austin Green.
And off of turn number two, a good move here by Allgaier. It takes a peek to the inside, and he will now duck to the bottom of the racetrack trying to get by Austin Green,
who slides up the racetrack in turn number four. Talking about Austin Green, opens the door for Justin Allgaier in a race for position number 11.
Justin Allgaier is a little bit quicker right now than Austin Green, but he's been struggling to find a way by. Now here's Allgaier. He'll bypass the green machine.
Good PO. Trouble off turn number two. Another one goes for a spin. This time it's Kyle Sieg. He is coasting to the bottom. We got another one spinning behind him. They will make contact as well. Ryan Ellis a part of this mix as a couple of cars come together off turn two.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the 10th time here in this particular race. And we had ourselves a solid run going. Ryan Sieg did not want to see the caution flag fly here. He had checked out by two full seconds, Kyle Rickey, over Christian Eckes in the second spot.
As it was Kyle Sieg who went spinning off of turn number two. Ryan Ellis, Tim Catalfamo had nowhere to go, became collected, and unfortunately collected that inside wall in the process.
Yeah, it looks like Ryan Ellis was trying to check up as Kyle Sieg spun. He had contact with somebody further in the back as they were coming off of turn number two, hit the inside retaining wall, and has now come to a rest halfway down the back straightaway.
So we worked the caution flag for the 10th time here today in the North Carolina Education Lottery 250.
From the community in the campgrounds to the action on the track, there's something for everyone at Michigan International Speedway.
Here we go.
The green flag will be flying all weekend long with three races and endless opportunities for a good time. Kick off summer with a bang and discover why a NASCAR race in Michigan,
take what's yours, baby,
is anything but slow. NASCAR Weekend at Michigan International Speedway, June 6th through the 8th. Get your tickets now at mispeedway.com.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered, NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Chris Wilner. Join me each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We'll also talk with rising stars from your favorite short track. Once again, it's NASCAR Coast to Coast, and you can watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or on your favorite podcast platform.
Working the caution flag for the 10th time today, Ryan Sieg is the race leader. Christian Eckes is second. Parker Retzlaff is third. Taylor Gray fourth. And Jesse Love rounds out the top five. We're down to 67 laps to go from Rockingham Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
66 laps to go this time by here in the North Carolina Education Lottery 250 presented by Black's Tire. Ryan Sieg at the front of the field. He was last on the pit lane on lap number 150. As a matter of fact, the top three cars, Ryan Sieg, Christian Eckes, and Parker Retzlaff, all on a different strategy by 10 laps over the rest of the front runners, Kyle.
And those front runners include Taylor Gray, who runs in fourth, Jesse Love in fifth, then Sammy Smith, Connor Zilich, who's back into the top 10, running in seventh, Sam Mayer eighth, Carson Quapel ninth, and Harrison Burton rounding out the top 10.
Ryan Sieg is number one in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Steve Post, is this the day where they try to roll the dice and try to get that first win?
Well, this is the day where they roll the dice, it seems like. Listening to Matt Noyce on the radio, it sounds to me like they're going to try to go the distance. And I want to qualify the whole thing. I talked to Sam McCauley, crew chief for Brandon Jones. He said, I think we're 85-ish laps, but this thing is going to evolve, and it could evolve up to 8 or 10 laps either way. So when you start doing the math from there and you add 8 laps, 10 laps, that puts Ryan Sieg within 5 laps, and we're having a bunch of cautions here. So it is really, really interesting math down here. Now, what they're telling Ryan is we are very, very close. We don't know that we can make it to the end, but this is what we're going to do. Matt also told him, if you do what you did on that last run, A, you will save enough fuel, and B, nobody will pass you. So we'll see what happens. I think this is good. We have a veteran like Ryan Sieg driving the race car, because if someone's capable enough to save and fuel, he's done it before. This time, though, it'd be for the biggest prize, his first career Xfinity Series win.
And he has been so close so many times over the last couple of seasons. Ryan Sieg out front and no doubt in fuel conservation mode right now. These cautions working in his favor. He is the race leader over Christian Eckes in second, Parker Retzlaff in third, Taylor Gray in fourth, Jesse Love in fifth, Sammy Smith runs in the sixth position, Connor Zilich is seventh, Sam Mayer eighth, Carson Quapel ninth, and Harrison Burton to round out the top 10.
Justin Allgaier is 11th, Anthony Alfredo is 12th with Nick Sanchez 13th and Brandon Jones 14th, Austin Green being scored 15th with Daniel Dye 16th, Josh Williams is 17th, 18th is Matt DiBenedetto, 19th, Dean Thompson, and 20th is Austin Hill.
All on the lead lap, along with Brennan Poole in 21st, Casey Kane up to 22nd, Thomas Annunziata in 23rd, Blaine Perkins in 24th, and Chris Wright 25th. Jeremy Clements runs in 26th, then it's Josh Balicki in 27th, Patrick Emerling 28th. Final car on the lead lap, Jeb Burton in 29th, and Kyle Sieg, who was involved in the incident on the backstretch a moment ago, runs in 30th.
31st is Garrett Smithley, Vicente Salas is 32nd, 33rd is Ryan Ellis. William Sawalich is 34th. Greg Van Alst is 35th. Justin Bonsignor 36th. Sheldon Creed 37th. And Catherine Legg 38th.
Today is also the final race in the Xfinity Dash for Cash program here in 2025. Four drivers eligible to pick up the extra $100,000 bonus. They include Carson Quapel, Justin Allgaier, Sammy Smith, and Brandon Jones. The highest finisher among those four will pick up the big check from Xfinity. Justin Allgaier has had a fairly lucrative year when it comes to that program. And in fact, ever since that program began, he has won a bunch of those $100,000 bonuses for Justin in that junior motorsports team.
Yeah, he has. He's won 6 different times in the Dash for Cash, has Justin Allgaier. And since this program started, we're in our 17th year of doing this, there's been $6.225 million awarded since 2009. Justin Allgaier 6 times claiming that big check at the end of those races. So, Justin Allgaier and that Brandt Motorsports team at Junior Motorsports, they just have a way of rising to the top when you put a little extra green at the end of the checkered flag.
Sammy Smith out in front of those 4 drivers that are eligible right now, but still a long way to go. 63 laps to run as the drivers select their lane of choice here at the start-finish line or just past the start-finish line for the restart coming in less than 1 lap from right now. Ryan Sieg going to the bottom, Christian Eckes to the outside, then it's Parker Retzlaff to the inside of row 2, Jesse Love going to his outside, while Taylor Gray will elect to the bottom.
So as we get set for the restart, there will be 62 laps left in the race. Working our 10th caution flag here of this event. This has been one of them that got off to a good start. A lot of hard racing early on, but it seems like here in the last hour or so on the clock, Kyle, we've had a lot of caution flags. They always say in racing, cautions breed cautions. Certainly we have seen our share of it. Wouldn't bother me right now one bit if we just put the yellow flag away and we race this thing out.
Been a rough and tumble affair there, no doubt, into double digits when it comes to caution flags at 10 and still 62 laps to run. And that has allowed for different pitch strategies among the race leaders, including Ryan Sieg and Christian Eckes, who bring the field back down to the green flag. Eckes in the outside lane, Sieg on the bottom.
Pretty even start in the turn number one. Ryan Sieg, a slight advantage. Here comes Jesse Love trying to get that third lane working off two.
Jesse Love went up way up the racetrack. Eckes caught the wall off turn two. Now Love to the bottom into second.
And Jesse Love takes that spot away. Eckes has more problems now. He'll look to the left, see a hard charging Parker Retzloff there. Wheel to wheel for position number three.
Those two drivers race side by side for the third spot. Up front, Jesse Love bearing down on the leader, Ryan Sieg.
He is now they head down the back straightaway. Jesse Love trying to put the pressure on Sieg. Battle for third continues to go on into turn three.
Christian Eckes in the outside lane. Parker Retzloff to the bottom in a race from third on back as the top two get away. Talking about Ryan Sieg, the race leader, and Jesse Love in second.
Both those drivers separated by a car length. Here's Jesse Love. He'll take his red and white Chevy to the outside lane. Now tuck it back down to the bottom off the corner.
We heard Ryan Sieg needs to save fuel, but he can't do that if Jesse Love fills the rearview mirror and pushes him as that battle for the lead continues.
They have opened up a healthy gap over the number three place car of Christian Eckes. Behind Eckes, it is a stack up of traffic from fourth on back.
That's where you find Sammy Smith, Sam Mayer, Parker Retzlaff, and Connor Zill. It's all jostling for position.
They work side by side down the back straightaway as they continue to go higher and higher in the groove. That is Sam Mayer and Parker Retzlaff we're talking about continue to go wheel to wheel.
Retzlaff goes to the bottom of the speedway, tries to hang on to a position in the top five, and will this time, but has a hard charging Sam Mayer behind him.
Retzlaff will secure that spot from Sam Mayer. Mayer now feeling the heat from Connor Zillis, and here comes Justin Allgaier.
And everybody right now, for the moment, settles out until you get back to Justin Allgaier, who is in a good side-by-side battle with Taylor Gray.
Taylor Gray drifts up the racetrack, leaves the bottom wide open for Allgaier. Speaking of the battle for 8th, 9th, and 10th on back in turn 1.
They all go back into turn number 1. Taylor Gray has a challenge to his left elbow, courtesy of Justin Allgaier. Behind Allgaier, stacking up on the bottom are Quappel and Burton.
Those two will remain side by side down the back straightaway. Gray's got the advantage. Allgaier continuing to hang tight, though, to his left elbow.
Gray in the outside lane. Allgaier on the bottom. They continue to race for the 8th spot. Gray with the advantage, but here comes Allgaier to the inside, just in front of Carson Quappel.
Allgaier drives it deep into turn number one, tries to push Taylor Gray up the racetrack. He will do so further back. Casey Kane gets the outside wall. He continues on the back stretch.
Casey Kane keeps digging as they head down the back straightaway, and meanwhile up front, it is Quappel and Gray now side by side.
Dean Thompson, the driver that shoved Casey Kane up the track and into the outside wall. Dean Thompson able to skate away. Casey Kane gets things righted and continues on as we're down to 55 laps to go here in today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Rockingham Speedway. How about Ryan Sieg, Kyle? He was able to withstand a challenge on this restart. Jesse Love applied some pressure, but look like Ryan Sieg is easily up for the challenge.
And Jesse Love has been strong on most of the restarts here this afternoon, gaining multiple spots. He is up to second now, but losing a bit of ground, 0.7 seconds. Love to race leader Ryan Sieg. That's the way they run. Large gap back to Christian Eckes, who runs in third. Sammy Smith in fourth. That's where the pressure and the field begins to stack up. Smith in fourth, and Parker Retzlaff one car length behind in fifth.
That's the best battle inside of the top five right now. Sammy Smith has the fourth spot. Parker Retzlaff walks it.
Those two cars continue to put some distance between themselves and Sam Mayer, who looks behind them. But Retzlaff gives a half a car length behind Sammy Smith.
Solid day today for Parker Retzlaff in the number five position, and he'll just have to settle for the moment in line behind Sammy Smith, or will he in turn one?
Parker Retzlaff thought about going to the inside, Alex, on Sammy Smith into turn number one, decided to follow in Smith's tire tracks off two.
Sammy Smith, he has been setting up here in turn number three, about a half a groove off the bottom of the racetrack is behind him. Mayer to the inside of Retzlaff.
Good run for Sam Mayer. Had a Good full head of steam up the back straightaway, is able to get up alongside Retzlaff for a moment, but Parker maintains that position.
Sam Mayer thought about driving it in deep in turn number one, and he'll instead tuck in line behind Parker Retzlaff in six.
And that brief battle between the two allowed for Smith to open it up over Retzlaff by a car length or two as Mayer tucks back in line behind Retzlaff.
And he does, right behind Sam Mayer. Steve Post is pole winner who had to drop to the back of the field. Connor Zilich, it's been an up and down day.
It's been all over the map. He won the pole position. It was a spectacular lap. He was totally sideways coming out of turn number four, and in turn that cut down a tire. So when he changed the tire, he had to start to the back. He raced his way up inside the top 10, and then he had a right front tire go down and put him up, and still haven't determined if he got into the wall. If he didn't, he got awful close to it. That put him to the back again. They've been playing the lucky dog in wave around game. They've also been working on the race car, and every time they've made the race car a little bit better. Marty Lindley, the veteran crew chief here, never going to give up and never going to look back down from a challenge. And here they are late in the day, back on the lead lap, now running inside the top 10. And he reports the car's a little bit tight, but really not that bad. So what a recovery after such an up and down day. As we watch, he looks like he's running in about the seventh spot right now for Connor Zilich. If they finish seventh or better than this, they got to hang their hats on what a great recovery they did after all kinds of trouble here today at Rockingham.
Had to drive through the field a couple of times for Connor Zilich. Back up to position number seven right now in a heated battle, though, with Justin Allgaier, who has had several looks to his inside.
Yeah, Allgaier continues to look to the inside of Connor Zilich. Zilich will hold out of the spot for now, but Allgaier is right there.
Yeah, Allgaier is all over the back bumper. A couple of junior motorsport teammates playing nice for now. Zilich holding on to that spot.
A third junior motorsport Chevrolet is right behind that duo, and that's Carson Quapel, as they're all right there in the back half of the top 10. All the while, Ryan Sieg and Jesse Love are getting on with getting gone. It's Ryan Sieg at the front of the field. He's got 10 to 12 car length lead on Jesse Love. And then, Kyle, it is a healthy margin, about a half the distance of the backstretch before you even get back to the third place running Christian Eckes,
who is running unchallenged in that position. Another 15 or so car lengths back to Sammy Smith running in fourth. Parker Retzlaff rounding out the top five. Sam Mayer is sixth. Then a good three-way battle from seventh on back, led by Justin Allgaier up the backstretch.
Yeah, Allgaier finally completed the mission and got around Zilich, and now Zilich falls back into the clutches of Carson Quapel.
Quapel goes way up the racetrack in turns three and four. He's going to try to go around the outside of Zilich. However, Connor will drift up the track and put the block on. Quapel now on the attack again.
Both these drivers using different lines on either end of the speedway right now. As a matter of fact, Carson Quapel slides up the racetrack into the clutches of Brandon Jones.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tim. Quapel lost some ground in Zilich. Down the back straightaway, Jones all over the back bumper. He goes high in turn three.
Brandon Jones quietly trying to make his way back toward the front of the field. Has been outside of the top 10 for much of this third stage. Running 10th right now and on the back bumper of Quapel.
Brandon Jones now goes to that second line in turn one, about a half a car length behind Carson Quapel.
Everybody's single file for now in these battles back in this part of the field, as now Jones goes to the outside again of Quapel trying to complete the pass.
As they make their way up off turn number four, Brandon Jones takes a peek outside, and he's going to stay there, trying to bully his way to the outside of Carson Quapel.
Brandon Jones is there. He's alongside the right elbow of Carson Quapel. Now he washes way up the racetrack in turn two and loses some ground.
Those two continue to wrestle for that spot for the time being. Jones back in behind Quapel, but again, goes to the high side, trying to work again on the outside of Quapel.
Had a good run off of turn number two, did Brandon Jones. Now another run off of turn number four, closing in on Carson Quapel for the ninth spot. Let's hear more from the Brandon Jones pit box.
Well, remember, Kyle, Ricky, when the group that pitted on lap 160, including Brandon Jones, came down, several opted for two tires on the right side. Brandon Jones took 20. I checked in with the team crew chief, Sam McCauley, said, we're going to be better if this thing stays green to the end. This car will come to life as others back up to you. And right now we're seeing as he challenges Carson Quapel for position inside the top 10. Brandon Jones saying the car coming to life, thinking that the tire advantage is going to be a factor the longer this run goes.
We'll find out together. We've now put 23 consecutive green flag laps on the board. Things at the front of the field are beginning to tighten up just a bit in lap traffic.
They are indeed, Alex Hayden. Ryan Sieg's lead over Jesse Love is now down to just a car length off turn two.
Jesse Love pulls right to the back bumper of Ryan Sieg. As Sieg goes to the bottom of the racetrack, getting around the lap machine of Patrick Emerlin.
Emerlin goes to the outside lane. Sieg goes to the bottom, as does second place running Jesse Love, who has a run off of turn four. Closes now to within one car length of the race lead.
Both Sieg and Jesse Love now clear of the lap traffic. They can settle it amongst themselves. They're separated by half a car length.
They hit the back straight away. Ryan Sieg looks up and he sees nothing but the red and white Chevrolet of Jesse Love in turn three.
Justin Allgaier's car coming to life again. He's now taken over the sixth spot. He's gone by Sam Mayer as the battle for the lead heads back to the corner.
They go back to turn number one. Again, Ryan Sieg and his Ford Mustang trying to hold off the advance of Jesse Love and a Chevrolet Camaro.
And now that they have escaped the lap traffic, Ryan Sieg's been able to add a car length to that advantage. We'll see if he continue to grow his lead through three and four.
Jesse Love, though, still keeping him within arm's reach. Just a two-car length advantage for Ryan and Sieg as they come back down to the line. 3 seconds back to Christian Eckes, who continues to run unchallenged in third, running through a lot of that same lap traffic. Sammy Smith is fourth. Parker Retzlaff rounding out the top five. Then it's Justin Allgaier, Alex, trying to move his way back into the front five. He runs in sixth.
We know he's got a good handling race car the longer we stay under the green flag, and it is coming to life again. Problem is he's a full straightaway behind this battle for the lead.
Jesse Love again. And mounting another challenge on the back bumper of Ryan Sieg. Goes high in turn one and cuts down to the bottom off two.
Jesse Love is throwing everything but the kitchen sink at Ryan Sieg. He looks a little higher this time in turn three, just trying to get by.
Trying to build that momentum for Jesse Love using the outside lane of the speedway off of turn number four. Carries some speed up the front stretch, and he'll stay within a car length of the race leader.
I think Jesse Love is a little bit faster right now than Ryan Sieg, but Ryan Sieg has done a nice job maneuvering and keeping Jesse Love behind him.
That lead now just under a car length, half car length in turn three as they continue to creep in on more lap traffic.
They do. They've got some distance, however, about a half a front stretch before they get to some more traffic. Right now, Ryan Sieg has got his hands full with Jesse Love.
Jesse Love again charging into turn number one, goes to that second lane. So does Ryan Sieg. Now they both swing down to the bottom. Love is right there.
Love is right there. Contact is made down the back straightaway. Love shoving Sieg into turn three. Sieg up the racetrack. Here's Love side by side.
Sieg hanging on to the race lead, but for how long? Here comes Jesse Love to his inside in a side-by-side race for the top spot.
Fans are loving it here at Rockingham. Jesse Love and Ryan Sieg dueling for the top spot. They are still wheel-to-wheel.
They continue to stay side-by-side. Drag race down the backstretch. Jesse Love wants the top spot. Ryan Sieg still holding on to the advantage.
Ryan Sieg strong in the middle of the racetrack. He'll reassume the top spot. Good run for Ryan Sieg. He'll get the lead back and open up a car length on Jesse Love.
Ryan Sieg flexing some muscle. Now he will go to that second lane, take that lane away from Jesse Love and lead off too.
Just when you think Jesse Love had a fast track to the lead, Ryan said, not so quick, sir. He now takes back the race lead, a car length in hand.
And if Ryan Sieg is saving fuel, you would never know it as he continues to show the way now by a car length and a half over Jesse Love in the second spot.
And it's not like Jesse Love isn't trying different lines or trying different techniques to get around Ryan Sieg. Just Sieg right now is a little quicker.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg actually opens up that advantage. It was about a couple of car lengths off of turn two. It stays that way in turn three and four.
Wow, they race for the lead. Justin Allgaier continues to whittle away at the top five. He's passed Brandon Jones. Now he's passed Parker Retzlaff. Allgaier is up to the number five spot. Next one on the hit list is Sammy Smith.
And there's three car lengths separating Sammy Smith and Justin Allgaier in the race for that position. Allgaier continues to march forward.
Right behind Justin Allgaier is Brandon Jones, who has got the crosshairs on the back bumper of Retzlaff. Jones goes high. They will be side by side off turn four.
Justin Allgaier in the fifth spot, closing in on Sammy Smith for fourth. Best battle just behind Allgaier, Parker Retzlaff, and Brandon Jones for sixth.
Brandon Jones trying to pick up another position here inside of the top ten. He'll look to the left shoulder of Parker Retzlaff in two.
Retzlaff lets him slide by with ease, and Jones using those fresher tires. He will now slide past them and try to track down Justin Allgaier.
Those drivers now settle things down. The battle for the lead now in turn one, headed for traffic.
Ryan Sieg, a car length in front of Jesse Love, William Sawalich, and Kyle Sieg dead ahead for the leaders.
And as Alex mentioned, that lap traffic has reached them. They have reached it as Sawalich goes to the bottom. Now Ryan Sieg has a little bit of distance. It's a brother, Kyle.
Ryan Sieg continues to show the way, looking for his first series win in his 377th series start. He leads with 26 laps to go in Rockingham.
This is the sound of a Toyota Cup car. And this is the sound of a Toyota Top Fuel Dragster. This is the sound of a Toyota GR Supra deep in a drift. And this is the sound of Denny Hamlin celebrating after stuffing the competition. You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
Back here at the Rockingham Speedway, caution is out for the 11th time for a single car incident up in turn three.
Yeah, not really sure what happened, Kyle, but it's Blaine Perkins. He is up against the outside safer barrier. Not sure if he just lost it going into the corner or if a tire or some mechanical issue forced that car to go dead straight. But a hard impact for Blaine Perkins as he has dropped the window net just up on the outside of turn four.
Into the outside wall for Blaine Perkins. Puts us under the caution flag for the 11th time here this afternoon with 23 laps to go, a caution that Ryan Sieg probably wanted to see as he is in fuel conservation mode as the race leader. Still 23 laps to run. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the community in the campgrounds to the action on the track, there's something for everyone at Michigan International Speedway.
Here we go.
The green flag will be flying all weekend long with three races and endless opportunities for a good time. Kick off summer with a bang and discover why a NASCAR race in Michigan,
take what's yours, baby,
is anything but slow. NASCAR Weekend at Michigan International Speedway, June 6th through the 8th. Get your tickets now at mispeedway.com.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Schott.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation. All sprint cars, all the time.
This is Justin Allgaier, and you're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Ryan Sieg continues as the race leader with 22 laps to go here at Rockingham Speedway for the NASCAR Xfinity Series over Jesse Love in second. The big question, will anybody take a chance and come to the pit lane here, at least among the race leaders? Pit road is open, and it looks like everybody among at least the top eight stays on the racetrack. However, deeper in the lead lap cars, there are some takers. Parker Retzlaff among them, Connor Zillage. Also, the Carson Quapel car, all on pit road, along with early stage winner Nick Sanchez.
Chris? Nick Sanchez is down to his pit stall, and this opportunity for them, they just weren't making the track position that they thought they could have in the course of a green flag run, so opted to go ahead and bolt some tires on, puts a little bit of fuel in it as this is now just in the window and make an adjustment on it, but again, costly here with most of the leaders staying out. Daniel Dye also in as well. Steve Post, who's by you?
Yeah, Carson Quapel is in, going to get four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. They feel like they weren't going to win what they were doing, going toe-to-toe in on that. Parker Retzlaff was in. The handle just went away on his car. He was way long on fuel as well. And Connor Zillage came in. The car had gone tight on him. Again, very similar to Carson Quapel. They're not going to win
in with what they were doing. It's time to try something else, and we're still not 100% out of the woods, let alone with Ryan Sieg, but those other cars that are out there, they're all pushing this fuel a long way down the road.
Yeah, they are, and it's time to save fuel even more now here under the caution flag. And you might wonder, well, how do you do that under caution? Well, you just turn the engine off and coast behind the Griffin Toyota pace truck that's got the field at bay. Now, by rule, you have to maintain pace car speed, a reasonable pace car speed. So while you get a little run, you give a little goose to the throttle, and then you just shut the engine off and coast as long as you can. You refire the car up, but that's how they're saving fuel right now here at Rockingham as we work under our 11th caution flag of the race.
We have seen that tactic, which is used almost every week and every time there's a fuel mileage event. Bite drivers at the front of the field before. Marcus Ambrose comes to mind at Sonoma years ago, although he was trying to go uphill on a course with a lot of elevation. You don't get that here, but probably cost him a win on that afternoon as we'll get the one to go signal of this time by Ryan Sieg, the race leader, looking for his first win in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, and he has been at this for a long time. This is his 377th start. He has been second five times here in this series, including a photo finish last year, looking for that checkered flag here in 20 laps, make that 19 laps from now. Over Love, Christian Eckes in third, Sammy Smith fourth, Justin Allgaier to round out the top five. Brandon Jones has been fast most of the afternoon. He'll restart in sixth. Then it's Sam Mayer, Taylor Gray, Austin Hill, and Austin Green continuing to have a good day running among the top 10.
It really is. Solid effort here today. You mentioned Jesse Love second. Love, a two-time winner in the NASCAR Xfinity Series and 42 career starts, but both of his wins have come on drafting tracks. His first win came at Talladega Super Speedway. His last win came at Daytona back in February. So I think he would like to get a win on a non-drafting track just to kind of show everybody, hey, we can get the job done on just about every style. But make no mistake, Jesse Love is solid. He's a contender and a front runner just about every single week.
And at the same time, how big would it be for Ryan Sieg and his small family operation to get a win, make the playoffs, and potentially run for the title or at least a good position in the championship standings at the end of the season for Sieg and that car that currently shows the way with 18 laps to go. Field is doubled up into their rows of two. We are set for the restart after the 11th caution flag of the day.
Ryan Sieg chose the inside lane. Jesse Love goes topside as that Griffin Toyota pace truck makes its way to the pit lane. Kyle, we're about set to go here. Down to 18 laps to go.
Sieg to the inside, Love to the outside. Here they come off of turn four. Green flag from the starter stand. We're back underway, and it's Ryan Sieg back out front.
Ryan Sieg with a great restart. He will grab the lead in turn one. Here's Jesse Love trying to get it wound up on the outside in second.
Jesse Love using that high line momentum again, not going to be able to get to the inside of Sieg. He will go to the high side again in turn three.
But Ryan Sieg runs in the middle of the racetrack, his own lane. He's going to be right there at the front of the field. Jesse Love and Sieg now beginning to gap Sammy Smith in third.
Sammy Smith under attack in the third spot from Christian Eckes and others up front. Jesse Love now a half a car length behind Ryan Sieg.
Much like we saw before that last caution, the top two start to distance themselves from the field with Jesse Love all over the back bumper of Ryan Sieg.
Who continues to lead by a car length off of turn number four. They are stacked up from about ninth on back. Nick Sanchez to the inside, to his outside, Austin Hill, and a lot of side-by-side racing mid-pack.
It's a hornet's nest back there, Kyle. Nick Sanchez will take that spot away from Austin Hill. Jeff Burton trying to do the same.
Yeah, Sanchez escapes that mess for now. Right behind him in his rearview mirror is Austin Hill, side-by-side, Burton and Green.
Oh, no.
Trouble farther back. Daniel Dye goes for a spin. Couple other cars get collected. Josh Malicki, Casey Kane up the racetrack as well as they slam into the outside safer barrier and then down the 25-degree banking.
Caution on the speedway for the 12th time as the leaders were virtually side-by-side racing for the lead when the caution came out. This is going to be big. NASCAR has got to go back to the video footage now to figure out who was the race leader when the caution came out because that driver will have the first opportunity for lane choice when we get set for the next restart.
16 thousandths of a second between the top two at the start-finish line, but I guess the question is, where was the field when the caution came out? What timing loop were they at? So we'll find out as they get things sorted out in the NASCAR timing and scoring box next to us. Ryan Sieg shown as the race leader, but wasn't by much over Jesse Love, Sammy Smith, Christian Eckes, and Justin Allgaier as those three drivers, including Daniel Dye, came together toward the tail end of the field. Casey Kane sporting some more damage to his right side of his car. Second, at least the second incident he has been involved in here this afternoon. Josh Balicki also pulling away. Three-car incident over in turn number three, putting us under the caution flag for the 12th time.
You got a feel for Casey Kane, who said, you know what, I want to get back in NASCAR racing some, and this is a perfect weekend to do it. He's running full-time the High Limit Sprint Car Series, and they were off this weekend. He's had a lot of success. He's won a Craftsman Truck Series race here at The Rock, finished second in the NASCAR Cup Series to Matt Kenseth in an extremely close finish here at Rockingham. So Casey Kane, this thought was a great opportunity, driving for Richard Childress Racing with HendrickCars.com as the sponsor on it, got swept up in a crash early on that was of no fault of his own. He's just an innocent bystander, and that really put him behind, and this time the car's really been beat up here in this particular instance, and he's going to have to soldier on here and just try to make the most out of the rest of his day.
Ryan Sieg scored as the race leader over Jesse Love in second, Sammy Smith in third, so Sieg was out in front, and it wasn't by much when the caution flag did come out for the 12th time here this afternoon. 13 laps to go here at Rockingham. We're set for a good one here. A lot of mixed strategies, some different faces at the front, talking of Ryan Sieg and Christian Eckes. Jesse Love's been quick all day, along with Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, and Brandon Jones.
Those drivers make up the top six. Seventh is Sam Mayer. Taylor Gray is eighth. Nick Sanchez won stage number one. He's currently ninth. And Austin Hill rounds out the top ten. Those drivers, all of them, you can't count anybody out. We got some tough racing and a restart to go here. I think it's time now for everybody to stop giving a little bit on the racetrack and start taking as much as they possibly can.
That's possible. With 12 caution flags, it could be a wild run to the finish. Would you say the record was earlier? 15 caution flags set back here in 1990. I'm not quite sure we're going to get there, but we may come close before all is said and done. Getting a video or look at the video replay up here topside, Ryan Sieg out in front of Jesse Love when the caution flag came out by about a foot maybe as they hit the timing loop off of turn number four. That was loop seven that they used to determine the race leader at the time of caution for the incident up in turn three.
So Steve Post, you mentioned early on that Ryan Sieg and that team rolling the dice. I'm assuming now with all the caution flags, they're good to go on Sunoco Fuel.
I'm not 100% sure anybody's good to go. I mean, I think they're not stopping. I can tell you that, but man, 100 laps is 100 laps, and that's a long way to go. Now, one of the things that was noted, and it was noted more so by Jesse Love and his team than Ryan Sieg's team, Jesse radioed and said, man, Ryan Sieg is lifting way, way earlier than everybody. Well, that's good fuel savings. So I think they feel better about their situation, but I think when Matt Noyes, if that car crosses the start-finish line, whether it's first or second, I think there's going to be a big sigh of relief here because I think they're still not feeling they're 100% out of the woods on that, and I'm not even sure about Jesse Love or those cars that pit with 90 to go as
Steve,
well.
Steve, it looks like he's out of fuel. Talking about Ryan Sieg, the car has nearly stopped off of turn four. Now it refires, but Alex, looked like he lost a couple of spots there as they were coming to one to go.
His car nearly came to a stop, and he started wiggling it back and forth like he was trying to slosh fuel around in the tank. Not sure what the problem was. Maybe having problem getting his Sunoco fuel in the tank to the fuel pickup on the 25 degrees of banking. But he's going to now pick back up, and he's going to go to the inside of the second row, and he's now dropping down on the apron of the racetrack right now. Steve Post.
They are out of fuel. Matt Noyes just said, get the box. That means the fuel window full. Get the fuel window full, but that car just stopped again out on the back stretch. So he's going to get it and limp around the back. And he comes up about 10 laps shy on fuel for Ryan Sieg.
And not sure where he will restart as he has dropped to the bottom of the racetrack. Everybody else trying to figure out how to double up around him. What we do know at the front, Jesse Love, the new race leader, Sammy Smith to his inside, will have 10 laps to go when we go back under the green.
But Jesse Love with with Ryan Sieg having his problem here coming to the chews, Jesse Love went ahead to the outside. Not sure if that's exactly the lane Jesse Love would have preferred to have for the restart.
We'll see. As the field comes off of turn number four, Love in the outside lane, Sammy Smith to his inside, Christian Eckes in that second row. Green flag is back out. Eckes doesn't come up to speed. It's going to stack the field up. Several cars involved in a multi-car incident as they go to turn one. It collected Justin Allgaier, Carson Quapel. Remember, Eckes was on that same strategy as Ryan Sieg.
Yes, he was, and he did not come up to speed. Chris Wooner, I'm not so sure Christian Eckes didn't run out of fuel coming to the green flag.
And that's exactly right. As they were going through the shifts, it started to stumble, and Christian Eckes just was a sitting duck collecting the field. So, unfortunately for Christian Eckes, involved in that incident, again, was on the same strategy as Ryan Sieg. Ryan Sieg stumbling before, and unfortunately Christian on this restart.
Nick Sanchez also caught up in the incident. That car into the outside wall going into turn number one. A lot of right side and left front damage. Justin Allgaier limping that car back around to the pit lane. One of many cars suffering damage in a multi-car restart incident within the final 10 laps here at Rockingham.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins the Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24/7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
Ryan Sieg continues to limp his car around the racetrack after getting a piece of the incident on the restart going into turn number one. Cleanup continues at the top of the banking of turn number one with Nick Sanchez's car being towed to the infield. The incident also collected the likes of Brandon Jones, Austin Green, Justin Allgaier, just a few of the cars that suffered damage. Within the final eight laps of this race now, Jesse Love is the race leader. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Looking for motorsports podcasts you won't find anywhere else? Check out the Motor Racing Network's lineup of exclusive podcasts. MRN Classic Races, Junior's Journey, The Many Hats of Jack Roush, Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, 50 Years of MRN, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, and The Tough Trucks of NASCAR. Find these and more MRN exclusive podcasts on podcast providers and MRN.com.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
This is Austin Hill, and you're listening to the NASCAR Xfinity Series on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Lucky caution number 13 has turned into a red flag here as they continue to clean up the incident in turn number one, including the Nick Sanchez car that'll be brought to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. So the field, what's left of the field, has stopped on the back straightaway.
Yeah, they have as they continue the cleanup down there. This is turning into an interesting race now because of the Sunoco fuel situation. I mean, there's one thing to gamble, and I tip my cap to Ryan Sieg and his team and to Christian Eckes and their team, but they missed their gamble, and it was huge, Steve Post. It wasn't just a miss by a lap or two. They missed by 10 to 11 laps.
Yeah, the number I heard, the top number I heard was 85, and they were trying to go 100. But I'm going to go back to what Sam McCauley said. He said this is a moving target, and it could shift 7 or 8 laps either direction. So, you know, maybe if you're Matt Noyes, maybe you were feeling good about the fuel mileage and felt like you were in good shape. The other challenge is I'm not sure that Matt Noyes planned on running that with Jesse Love inside, outside, up the tailpipe and everything else. So they probably had to push it a little harder than they wanted to. So you're right. It turns out we're sitting here Monday morning quarterbacking it on a Saturday afternoon. It was not close. And unfortunately, he and others are now caught up in a big mess. And the cleanup on the big mess, Justin Allgaier's crew is down here. They've got damage on 3 of the 4 corners. The Nick Sanchez car has been pulled off the racetrack. It's right across from where we're at here. And there's just some fluid absorbent down. But everything looks good with a safer barrier and everything. And they're going to get things buttoned up down here on the racetrack pretty soon. But yeah, going back to the fuel strategy, you're putting yourself out there and you're hoping for the best. And unfortunately, this time it didn't work out, and it didn't work out for a lot of people because of running out of fuel coming to green.
It's a tough break. It really is when you're trying to do what you can do. Everybody wants to take home that trophy to be the return winner of the Xfinity Series here at Rockingham Speedway. And it's a tough one, Chris Wilner, but, you know, that's part of the game. Sometimes you got to make the roll of the dice.
That's right, and Phillip Bell's rolling the dice as well with fuel. All these cautions, a red flag. How much is left in the tank, you think, for Sammy?
I think there's enough. We for sure have enough to make it. All we want to do right now, we want to stay focused on winning this race, right? Like, Sammy's done a hell of a job all day. Let's go out and finish it right.
How does a driver save fuel, especially when you're not sure how much is left and we don't know how many more cautions we're going to have?
Well, it's easy under caution. I mean, you're cutting it off. Under green, you're mainly lifting early and less brake, but it's hard to make time and save fuel.
All right, he's going to get back with the headset on and the calculations continue of how much fuel is aboard some of these race cars, but again, pretty confident for Sammy Smith, who's running up there in the top three.
As the field comes back to life on the back straightaway and begins to roll through the banking of turns 3 and 4, however, most of them on the apron, and they continue to go into fuel-saving mode here as the jet blowers come to life here on the front straightaway to finish up the cleanup down in turn number one.
Rockingham Speedway is high-banked in the corners, and even on the straightaway, it's 7 degrees of banking. So why do the drivers go to the apron? It's because the fuel pickup for the fuel cell is in the right rear corner of the fuel cell. So when you're running at speed and all that inertia forces all the fuel in the cell, even on the banking, to go up and up to the right, that's where the fuel pickup is. And when you run under caution, that fuel just simply sloshes back down to the left side of the fuel tank. So these drivers, when you get low on fuel, try to get down on the apron of the racetrack, trying to keep as much fuel as they can on the right rear corner of the fuel cell.
And Tim Catalfamo, as the field comes by you over in turn number two, how many of the race leaders are actually making noise with the engine turned on right now?
Well, listening right now as they go by, it looks like half of them are under power. Another half of them are coasting, trying to get every ounce of fuel out of those fuel cells. All of them, surprisingly though, Kyle, are up on the banking. No one, at least this time through one and two, went down to the flat part of the apron like you were talking about, Alex, to make sure that pickup is okay at the rear of the car. But they are definitely trying to coast as much as possible under caution right now.
And Nathan Prouty in front of you, looks like some of the cars are going to the apron again.
Yeah, I counted the first three with the engines off and quiet, and Sammy Smith and Sam May are both on the apron just coasting. The only car that did not get refired after that red flag was Christian Eckes. That was something else I was watching over here. But again, as you mentioned, everybody just trying to make it to the end and using the apron here in 3 and 4.
Eckes will rejoin at the tail end of the field. Brandon Jones will rejoin as well after some damage fixing here on the pit lane for that driver that was in the top 10 for much of the day but got swept involved in the latest incident over in turn one on the restart. 9 cars in total involved in the biggest incident that we have seen today. 13 caution flags. I guess we are inching toward that record, Alex.
Yeah, sadly we are. Thomas Annunziata looked like he was having problems. His car spitting on him and sputtering along. He was really sloshing that car and weaving it back and forth trying to get the fuel to the right rear corner. So Thomas Annunziata having some fuel problems too. You know, that's just part of it. Throw that in there into the mix and the ingredients here in the North Carolina Education Lottery 250 presented by Black's Tire. Why not have a little bit of fuel saving qualifying race going on.
Absolutely, and a lot of drivers, again, in kind of a desperate mode as they are not involved in the championship battle among the top 10 right now, like a Ryan Sieg, who is actually right there in the ninth spot, so a win would have definitely padded his spot in the playoff, but unfortunately will fall short here today. Justin Allgaier, the championship point leader coming into today's race with two wins. Unfortunately, he was caught up in the incident as well. Chris Wilner down in the infield with another one of those to talk about, Sam Mayer.
Yeah, Kyle, we're just going down the list here trying to figure out who has enough fuel for Sam Mayer. Checked in with crew chief Jason Trincheri. He said, we're good if this goes green to the end. We're not if we get a green-white checkered. So they are just praying that we have now seen the final of our caution flags here today for Sam Mayer, who's had an up-and-down day, starting with just a massive issue in practice between power steering and oil lines, and now finding himself with a shot to win here at Rockingham.
We've gotten the one-to-go signal. We'll have the final four laps. But first, we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network live at Rockingham Speedway as we get set for the final four laps of the North Carolina Education Lottery 250 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. I'm Alex Hayden. Kyle Rickey is alongside with Tim Catalfamo and Nathan Prouty in the corners. Steve Post and Chris Wilner out in the pit lane.
Sold out crowd comes to their feet once again. They've been on their feet much of the afternoon here at the Rockingham Speedway. It's been 21 years since the NASCAR Xfinity Series last raced here, and what a great show they have seen here. And it's not over yet. Four laps to run. Jesse Love will restart as the race leader in the outside lane. Sammy Smith to his inside. Green flag from the starter stand. We are back underway. Let's see if we can finish this one up as Sammy Smith gets a great restart back to one.
And Sammy Smith will grab the lead away from Jesse Love. Love slides up the bank and loses second.
Three wide momentarily off turn number two. Jesse Love now under the gun for third as Gray slides into the number two spot.
Still don't know who's got enough fuel to make it to the end. Here's Sammy Smith pouring up off turn number four. He's got the lead. Taylor Gray now second. Other cars, Sam Mayer is out of fuel as they race to turn one.
Sam Mayer in the way right now, and around they go in turn number one. Connor Zillick spins down to the bottom of the racetrack. So does Sam Mayer. Four cars wreck off the corner. Matt DiBenedetto is involved. They wreck on the back straightaway.
Oh, there's a couple of heavy hits on the back straightaway to the inside wall. Several cars involved. At least five or six get collected. What began in turn two, Tim Catalfamo, ends halfway up the back straightaway.
That was one of the longest wrecks I think I have ever seen. It started with Connor Zillish, who was three wide going into turn number one. He got the car sideways, literally slid all the way through turns one and two, was able to get it under control on the apron at the exit of turn two. That's when Sam Mayer, whose car was starting to sputter as he was running out of fuel, spun coming off of turn number two. Then I saw Matt DiBenedetto get turned. I believe Chris Wright went into the inside retaining wall, and it was on from there, headed down the back straightaway.
With these drivers running out of fuel, you have to wonder about everybody else right now. Even though we are under caution again, and the leaders are dropping down to the flat apron of the racetrack here under caution, everybody's race car is getting very thirsty. They need that Sunoco fuel, but they're going to try to stretch it. They want that trophy when this thing ends.
And at this point, you know there's going to be an overtime.